And we now turn to Islamabad in Pakistan and Hamid Mir, who is the editor of the Pakistani newspaper, the Daily Osaf. Mr. Mir, from what we're hearing from New Delhi, there could be war. On the other hand, there is a very vital interlude here where there might be some constructive diplomacy. Is that how people in Pakistan see this moment?
Today, we had a long meeting with the president of Pakistan, General Pervez Musharraf, in his office. He said that in his personal opinion, maybe India is going to start some fronts in the Kashmir area, but India will not attack on the international border. But most of the senior columnists and journalists in Pakistan who were present in that meeting, they said that the leadership of both the countries should give serious consideration to this war threat, and they should engage each other in the talks.
Let me make sure I understand you, Mr. Mir. You're saying that some Pakistanis today believe that India really is prepared to go to war. Others think these are merely threats and not real plans for war. In which group do you place President Musharraf exactly? Is he one of those who takes India at its word or who thinks this could be a bluff?
You see, the President Musharraf was of the view that the American troops are present in Pakistan. That's why India will not attack Pakistan. But we were of the view that India is not going to attack Pakistan. India is going to attack Azad Kashmir area, which is in the control of Pakistan, and American troops are not present in that part of the world.
If, in fact, what develops is what President Musharraf expects, that is a limited Indian military action across the line of control that separates India and Pakistan, but in Kashmir only, would the Pakistanis regard that as a limited war to be fought in Kashmir only?
Today, I got an impression that if India is going to start a limited war on Kashmir front, then Pakistan will retaliate on international border, and this limited war will be converted in a full-scale war, and this full-scale war can be converted in a nuclear war.
But did President Musharraf specifically speak of nuclear weapons at the meeting he had with journalists in Islamabad today?
Many journalists tried to get his opinion. He said that this is a very sensitive issue and I don't want to make a statement, and this whole meeting was off the record.
Mr. Mir, I just want to ask you for some context here. Is what you're hearing this week, is it scary? I mean, do you hear the prelude to a war here as opposed to the usual level of threat and counter-threat of the past couple of years?
No, I think that there was a threat of a full-scale war in May 1999 when we were engaged in a limited war in the Kargil area. After that, I think this is the most critical situation in these days, and the international community should give serious consideration to the situation. They should play their role to avert the war.
Mr. Mir, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you.
Hamid Mir is the editor of the Daily Osaf. It's a Pakistani newspaper. He spoke to us from Islamabad. Earlier, we heard from C. Rajamohan, who is the strategic affairs editor of The Hindu, an Indian newspaper. He spoke to us from New Delhi.